Als je nu te maken hoogelt, Shanna Hasley, Joe Brennan, ik is bijna maar vriend met een hashin panda, ik is maar hannig Shan Shaw, Tuesland, de Ace, nog wat heek is, wat drama, bekakku, ik is. Alleen, take it in Gaelic in my ass, where that you feel more comfortable at
the name. Take it in Gaelic in chair, but you may be able to, Kestini are right. Must get come on the cart before the horses, which can happen.
Well, you feel more comfortable.
Switch him and Marlag is come on Gaelic, because you Hanicham must get.
It doesn't matter, but Leo, we'll start when your family, they had your mum and dad and a few more possibly, they formed a band, and was it plays they were doing first, Leo?
Yeah. Well, when my mum and dad, because they were in showbiz and to get educated, they bought a place in Omeath called the Sleafoy Ballroom. And it was an old wooden structure with the dining rooms and kitchen, and so that we could go to national school in Omeath. And when the school days were over at 13, 14, well, my parents were touring all the time, they just hanished it, and we went on tour with them. That was myself and Lala, first off. And they introduced us to entertaining and singing. My dad played the piano, my mum the drums, incidentally. And the reason that being was that they'd have a wee dance at the end of after the concert was over, for people who were sitting around and that, and maybe they'd have a waltz or a quick step or something like that. Or
so they travelled all the country, Leo?
They travelled not the six counties, but the 26 counties, They travelled from, actually they called the show, they had a great leaning towards the west of Ireland. And they called the show the Connacht Concert Company. That was the title. And my dad was a comedian and a piano player and sang a bit. And my mum sang, and as I said, played the drums. And they did wee sketches and small dramas and introduced us into that world, and
entertainment world.
Yeah. I can remember my dad saying to me when I went on the road, "What songs have you, Leo?" And I remember I tell the story sometimes about how I got this song, was that I was a boy of 10 or 11 years of age, and I went, the housekeeper used to get a paper, a daily paper or a weekend paper, and there was a lady down the road, and she'd send us with the paper when she'd read it to give to the lady. And I thought I'd take a shortcut one day, and when jumping over a ditch, I came down on my wrist and broke my wrist and landed in hospital in Dundalk for something like 6 or 8 weeks with a broken wrist. And those days, there was no radios in the ward, never mind television.
No, not at all.
And there was another wee boy, he'd broken his collarbone. That was the only two of us was in the ward. So we used to sing to pass the time. And I learned "Red is the Rose" from that wee boy. And that was the first song. My dad, when I sang it, he played the piano, and I sang it that night then. And